This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, the Montrose Area Manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife shares a message on his last day after 33 years at the state agency. Plus, the Fort Mojave Indian Tribe hopes to establish a new national monument. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
The two candidates for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District recently shared their views on water. At the Colorado Water Congress, an annual gathering of water managers, policymakers, and scientists, which was held online this year. Aspen Journalism reports that both Diane Mitch Bush, the Democratic candidate, and Lauren Boebert, her Republican challenger, promised to protect Western Slope water. But their approaches would be very different. Boebert emphasized the urban-rural divide and said she opposes more Trans Mountain diversions to the Front Range. She promised to fight the Front Range, neighboring states, and the federal government for Western Slope water. Mitch Bush, for her part, touted her years of experience as a former Rout County commissioner and 3-term state representative, and said she would be pragmatic, cooperative, and use science, rather than ideology, as the basis for decisions. As of August 26th, Delta County has reported a second death as a result of COVID-19 and 135 total confirmed cases. The Delta County School District also reported a positive case in a student, but says that everyone who came in contact with the student has been notified and is in quarantine for 14 days. The county also recently reported its 7th West Nile virus case. The town of Cedar Edge Board of Trustees has removed Planning Commission Vice Chairman James Ayers. On August 27th, the board unanimously voted to remove Ayers from the town's Planning Commission for inefficiency. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
A Washington, D.C.-based conservation group is working with the Fort Mojave Indian Tribe to establish a new national monument in our region. Mountain West News Bureau's Paul Boger reports.
The proposed site would encompass an area around Spirit Mountain in southern Nevada. It's known as Ave Quame in the original Mojave. The area was placed on the National Registry of Historic Places 2 decades ago, but Las Vegas sprawl is increasingly a threat. A pair of wind energy projects were also tabled due to their ecological and cultural impact on the site. Linda Otero is the director of the Aha Makav Cultural Society on the Fort Mojave Reservation next to the Colorado River.
It's the place of our creator. It's the place of our God. It's the place of our origins. It's the place of where our stories begin. So not only the Mojave people and other tribes along the river recognize that as that place of origin for them as well.
Conservation groups are working with federal and state lawmakers to include Ave Quame as part of the larger lands bill. If approved, the site would become the 4th such federal monument in Nevada. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Paul Boger.
As area wildlife manager for Montrose since 2006, Renzo Del Piccolo's responsibilities at Colorado Parks and Wildlife included law enforcement for hunting, tracking poachers, managing wildlife conflicts with bears and elk and other animals, public education, and advising land use planners on wildlife impacts. Over the course of a 33-year career at CPW, Renzo considered his work helping create new wildlife areas for permanent protection and reintroducing moose to the Grand Mesa among his biggest accomplishments. We spoke on Monday, August 31st, his last day before retirement.
You've been involved in the creation of new state wildlife areas. What are some of the spots that you're most proud of?
I would have to start out with Cerro Summit Reservoir that we made a trade with the city of Montrose. They really were interested in Chipeta Lakes and how that fit into their river plan, and they were able to put in a boat launch and, you know, continue their river trail. So that worked out really good, and it was getting surrounded by the city. It looked a lot more like a city park than a state wildlife area, which was fine. And in, they were able to offer up one of their properties that they already owned, which was Montrose Reservoir or Cerro Reservoir. So we ended up with this beautiful reservoir and another 160 acres that we can hunt on as well.
You also helped reintroduce moose to the Grand Mesa. Did the relocations and tracking lead to a sustainable moose herd in the area?
Boy, it sure did. Maybe even a few too many. They've done really, really quite well. I was stationed on the Grand Mesa for 14 years, and that was for sure one of my most rewarding projects, was to bring moose back in onto to the Grand Mesa after years and years of not having them there, and now they're really doing much better than even expected.
So what's the biggest challenge that your successor will face? What couldn't you get done all these years? What do you worry about? What keeps you up?
I'll tell you, it's the loss of wildlife habitat that really kind of, you can't help but worry about it every time you look around. And we understand progress. We understand the need for people to get outdoors and recreate and, you know, for neighborhoods to be built and for the conversion of ag land to something else, agricultural land to something else. And our relationships with our communities, being able to explain the impacts of certain actions, being able to, you know, point that out and continue to have a voice for wildlife, I think, is so important. That's what we need to be able to do, and we hope that communities will listen. We are not regulatory per se, so what we try to do is just explain to people, because we all know and believe that's what the people of the state of Colorado want from us, to give wildlife a voice, to explain what this development is going to do to wildlife and wildlife habitat.
From that perspective, the wildlife perspective, what's your message to people hearing this interview? You know, thinking about the time you served here, what do you want people to keep in mind moving forward?
You know, I think there's a perception that wildlife will always be here and that we don't really necessarily need to pay attention to that. And that's not at all the case. They need to remember that we need to be smart. We need to take actions that are not harmful to wildlife. For example, you know, keeping your trash or keeping your bird feeders out so the bears can get to them. Well, you know, a lot of times that leads to a dead bear. That's something that people really should take to heart, that they are influencing wildlife. And yeah, maybe they didn't want them there, and maybe they didn't used to be there, but they are now because perhaps they've been pressured out of their other home range, and now they're just trying to find a place to live. Hopefully they can remember that and do their, everybody can do a little bit so that we can have wildlife, you know, for our children and our children's children. Because I think it's a special thing for everyone. And so that really depends on all of us taking some better responsibility.
That's Renzo Del Piccolo on his last day after 33 years working for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.